Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Paul Johnson from Power Metal Resources. Now, Paul, we've spoken a couple of times recently, but always with good reason, as there's always been something new to talk about with the company. And I believe today is no different, as you've released a bit of news this morning relating to your Molopo Farms project in Botswana. Can you give investors a bit more to chew over?
Yes. Yes, there's plenty of news coming out, and there will be plenty more. We've been quite busy of late, probably because we stuck to the desk, and the alternative is that we have to, you know, go outside and take the kids out for walks and so on. But today's news is important for us. It's with regard to our interest in the Molopo Farms complex in Botswana with our partners Kalahari Key. And if you recall from previous discussions, I've tried to make the point a few times that in these difficult, challenging market conditions, the role of smaller companies such as Power is to try and position yourself into a number of opportunities that can deliver major, major upside. And it follows a formula that's been quite successful in a number of other companies I've been involved with. So Metal Tiger, obviously, with the Botswanan interest that we acquired in 2015 when no one else was really interested. Greatland Gold, of course, with the resurgence in that company when, again, no one was interested in the business, but it positioned itself to develop its interests and take on new interests that were attractive and have ultimately blown the share price through the roof. That's the kind of philosophy that I'm employing here with Power. And we got into the Kalahari Key interest in the Molopo Farms complex project back in May 2019. And we did so again at a time when it was difficult for that company to raise money and to get the interest building in its project. It appears now, as we get deeper and deeper into this opportunity, that we made the right decision, because we took on this opportunity prior to them undertaking ground geophysics work, which has actually demonstrated far more drill targets than they anticipated. And that means the inherent value of the project has gone up quite considerably. We've done various technical work, all our partners have done various technical work across the project, including gravity surveys, detailed analysis of the geophysics report and so on, and it just keeps getting better and better. Now, the ultimate way to prove this type of project up is to put drill holes in the ground, and there are a few preparatory steps that we're going through right now before we can do that, one of which is to get the environmental management plan approved, which is to make sure that the local authorities are happy with the plans and the proposals and the protection of the environment and so on. And that's going through that process now. We obviously have to confirm the drill contractors, and we have to finalize the drill targets, as it were. Well, that's pretty much a process that's pretty much done. And we're almost on the cusp of being ready to go. So it's very exciting for us. It is kind of dramatic company changing stuff if we're successful in the drill programs. It is exploration. There is a considerable degree of risk. But at this point in time where we are, we're absolutely delighted as a company with our investment into Kalahari Key and the Molopo Farms complex project. We're hugely excited about the drill program coming up. And obviously, on top of everything else, we've got to navigate through the COVID-19 situation, and Botswana is on a lockdown at the moment, as many nations are around the world. The lockdown ties in with the preparatory work that we're doing and the desktop-based work that we can do. So it's not so disruptive to us in terms of that project, but it is a factor to bear in mind. And then alongside all of that as well, the Kalahari Key team are refining their understanding of the technical information, and they're also looking at new opportunities. So out of this this period, I think there could be quite a few interesting developments for us.
Okay. And how significant is the news this morning in advancing the Molopo Farms project?
The process of undertaking a drill program requires a certain number of things to be done. You have to be absolutely sure, as best you can be, based on the exploration work, that you're targeting the right drill holes, that you've done all your planning, all your preparation, all your technical analysis. And I suppose there's a little bit of extra time to do that now, because we're in that environmental management plan approval process, because things in Botswana have slowed a little because of the situation with COVID-19. And I would say, if you look at the various six or seven or eight elements within our announcement today, and you look at the table that I put into that announcement to make it easy for people to digest and read, you'll see that we're moving forward on a number of fronts. So it's very significant for us. It is one of our lead project interests. But right now, of course, as a business, we have a number of different things that are potentially quite dramatic for us and can generate significant shareholder value. The market doesn't recognize that at the minute, but I believe they will do in time. And with more announcements and more media work such as this, then increasingly people will become aware of what we're trying to do. And I think they'll increasingly engage with it. So, yeah, it's a very significant day for us to get this piece of news out. And I would just encourage people to watch our news feed and to do some research on the company. And then hopefully, as time goes by, more and more investors will start to take a position. And we'll start to see a valuation that we think will more fairly reflect what we have within the portfolio at the moment.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Paul, for coming on today and giving investors that bit of extra information.
No problem. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, and bye-bye.